Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Well, howdy ho, neighbor. How's it going? Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on the planet. That's how I greet everybody now. Heidi ho, neighbor. I have no idea what's that from. I'm sure I heard it somewhere. You have too. Heidi ho. How do you spell Heidi? I know how you spell ho. Anyway, we're getting off the reservation already. It's Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on the planet. Strictly for the dreamer, the doer, and the entrepreneur. Individuals who are looking to make every day Saturday. It's Friday, July 25th, 2014. And if you're not already a subscriber to the show, what is wrong with you? Head on over to iTunes, hit that subscribe button, leave a great five-star review. Let the world know you're on your way to Saturday, and it'll help more people find the show as well. Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. I want to know who you are. I want to know that you're listening. So, had a great meeting last night with Bren and Mike. I met Bren a couple of years ago. She reached out to me via email. Actually, I ran a fan page contest for my Everyday Saturday fan page, oddly enough. If you're not a fan already, head on over to facebook.com/ Everyday is Saturday, and you'll be introduced to some great offers. Always got great inspiration going on there as well. Facebook fan page for Everyday is Saturday, hosted by yours truly, Sam Crowley. So, Bren, I ran a contest, and I gave $100 away to an individual who had the most pressing need. They would just share their story about what they were going to use the $100 for. And I didn't know Bren, and I didn't know Bren was going to do this. I had no idea. She lived in Cincinnati as well. Isn't that amazing that she lived about 10 miles from me? And Bren, we found a, first of all, the individual who won the contest received $100 there. It was a single mom, and her teenage son and her were going to be evicted because they did not have enough to pay the rent that month. It was April of 2012. Unbeknownst to me, Bren chipped in, sent me a message, said, "Hey, I would like to match your $100 and give the mother and child another $100." Like, wow, man. You know, that right there tells you there are good people in the world. You know, I think, honestly, I think everybody has the potential of being very good, very kind to others. It's just sometimes we get brainwashed, or we get, you know, watching these television shows or looking on the internet, and we kind of get sour on life and sour on situations and our government and our politics and our religion and everything else that's going on in the world. We're living one big old fat reality show. And by and large, though, I think when you scrape all that away, you get people alone one-on-one, they're good. I mean, I know they are. I've taken some of the most hardened people I've seen at live events of my own and others who I've spoken from stage or I've communicated with, and you break them down one-on-one, and they don't want to be idiots, man. You know, they don't want to be jerks. Once you get their guard down and you show them that you really do genuinely care about what they have to say, that's all people really want. They just want to be heard, you know. A lot of people out there, they just feel like their voice isn't heard. Everybody's out to get them and all that crazy nonsense. And when you get them one-on-one, they're really good people, man. So anyway, Bren stepped up and gave a $100 matching offer. And then, so the mother then sent me we FedExed a check right away. $200 check. And then the mother sent a really nice note saying we saved her from being evicted. This was coming into the 1st of May for her May 2000. Now, she really only needed an extra 30 days to make ends meet. And she had enough less $200. It's amazing she needed only $200 to get the rent paid May 1st. And she got it, you know. And so we did that. I didn't really do anything. I just launched a contest on my fan page. You want to do something cool? Do something like that. Rally people together. What can you do? You can do a lot. I mean, at the time, I probably had 1,000 fans on my fan page, maybe, And you know how that stuff goes. It's not like all 1,000 people are engaged and glued to the page, you know. But there was enough people who rallied. They shared their story. And you know what? Based on this podcast, I'm going to do it again. I'm making a decision right now, July 25th, 2014. I'm going to do it again. So go ahead and post. Become a fan of the Everyday Saturday fan page on Facebook, facebook.com/Everyday Saturday. If you want to follow this contest, if you want to contribute to it, if you would like to, I'm going to do the exact same thing, man. Who needs $100, you know? Anyway, Bren and I then, that's really cool, man. I'm glad. I had no idea. You guys know the drill, right? This podcast, I literally hit record, let it rip, okay? No outline, no notes, no nothing. Strictly from the heart. Life unscripted. That's the Everyday Saturday podcast that you're listening to right now. And I'm so happy that was placed on my heart just now to do that contest again because it was a huge success. I should do it every month. So Bren then asked if we could meet for coffee. So a few months later, we met at Barnes & Noble in Norwood. Or no, I'm sorry, Barnes & Noble. She lives in Norwood. This was Barnes & Noble in Montgomery, Ohio, which is about 10 minutes from my house. We had a great chat. She said she found me through Bob Proctor, who did a promotion, I think, with our company Everyday Saturday. And Bren's really into Law of Attraction and all of the great personal development teachers out there. And so she just wanted to chat about personal development. I thought it was awesome. Had a great, you know, cup of coffee at Starbucks there inside of Barnes & Noble and chatted away. And her fiance, Mike, he wasn't there at the time, but I've since then met Mike a number of times. He and I have met for a beer here and there. And Bren and I and Mike met last night. And had a glass of wine, just hung out. I dropped my kids off. You guys are going to think I'm a full-blown alcoholic. I dropped my kids off at Vacation Bible School Monday, met my buddy Tony, had a couple Guinnesses, two Guinnesses. Dropped my kids off last night, Vacation Bible School, went and met Bren and Mike and had two glasses of red wine. So what? In between Vacation Bible School, that's actually pretty funny. It's the old Catholic in me, you know, we like our alcohol. But anyway, they started talking. They're doing really well, okay? I asked them what they're doing. They're involved in blogging, internet marketing. Mike's working part-time still. I mean, he's working full-time at his job. And then after work, he steals a few hours during work. And then after work, once he gets back from the gym, buff, dude, man. This guy's in great shape, man. Golly. He's disciplined. He doesn't miss a day at the gym, no matter how bad he feels or what else he has going on. And they're just a great couple. They're lively, you know, they're energetic. So Mike's like saying, you know, I would love to create my own brand and help people, but I don't know what it is that I could actually teach somebody because, you know, everybody teaches blogging out there. Everybody's got an ebook and YouTube videos and all that stuff. And I said, look, here's the thing. You can't ever discount your own story and what you're doing. Just take inventory of what you're doing on a daily basis. Right now, you're a part-time entrepreneur, right? And he said, yeah, right. I said, okay, so let's start with that. Why don't you brand yourself, Mike, the part-time entrepreneur, you know, and show people. Because there's not a lot of people, or let me rephrase that. There is, I'm going to take the other end of that. There is a lot of people who are working right now in a full-time job that would love to know how to begin building up their own passion, their own brand, their own fill in the blank, you know, on the internet. But they've never created their own blog. They've never created any type of opt-in page or YouTube channel or anything like that. All of the stuff that you're doing right now, Mike, and Mike is really buried deep now into SEO, search engine optimization, doing it for his own blog and his own website, and he has a home-based business as well that it's like he's trying to crack the code, you know, of SEO. The beauty about SEO is it changes every single day. You know, you think you're ranking well for one keyword on a Tuesday, and then by Friday you don't even know where it is, or vice versa. You're not doing well, and then you tweak a couple things, and you're on first page of Google. But Mike is learning all of that. And he'll be the first one to tell you he's got a long way to go. But I told him, man, you got to stay one trick ahead of the dog. You guys remember that podcast, right? I think it was back in January. I was titled Staying One Trick Ahead of the Dog. You got to give yourself a lot of credit for where you are right now and the intellectual property that you have. And I was telling Mike and Bren this. I go, look, you two should be branding yourselves as a part-time entrepreneurs. And Mike's always on Skype with people from Sweden and Russia, all over Europe. I mean, the guy, I don't know when he sleeps, to be honest with you. And I was like, Bren, is he really up that late? She goes, yeah. Yeah, I mean, all the time. He's up till like midnight, 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning, working on his blog, on Skype, talking to people. He's a member of like 120 different Facebook groups and all this stuff. Now, you don't have to go to that level, but Mike is because he's driven. He's passionate. And to his credit, too, he hasn't realized a tremendous amount of monetary success, not to where, you know, you see these six and seven figure online marketers, but that's even better. Why is that better? Like, why is that so good that somebody is not a seven figure overnight success? Because that makes him more relatable to the average individual online. I mean, if you're marketing yourself as zero to hero in 90 days and now you're living in a $1 million mansion in San Diego on the ocean, you are totally unrelatable to most individuals, aside from a very small percentage of people who understand what it's like to go from zero to hero in 90 days and live in a mansion. And by golly, they don't need your services if that's where they already are. So if you want to make yourself more relatable to the common person, I know, I don't want to be common. I'm not saying you have to be that. I'm saying just keep it real, man. Be authentic. If your story is right now you're working full-time on your job and part-time on your dream, then damn it, that's what you do. You tell people, I'm working full-time in my job and I'm working part-time on my dream. Because you know what they're buying? They're buying your enthusiasm. They're buying your energy. And they're buying where you're going. When you buy a bus ticket, for example, you know, I don't even know. Anybody even take buses anymore? I used to take a bus every night. I took an 8-hour bus ride when I was in the 8th grade. Was it 1981? Was it in 7th grade or 8th grade? I think it was 7th grade. I took a bus from Bradford, Pennsylvania to Manhattan, New York City. And it was all the back roads because, you know, it was Bluebird. And they would stop like every hour in some podunk. We took all the way across upstate New York, all the way across the New York PA state line. I don't know how long it took to get to New York City, but it was forever. It had to have been 12 hours on a bus. I mean, it was just crazy. But anyway, when you buy a ticket to a bus or you buy an airplane ticket or a train or anything like that, transportation, do you buy a ticket for where you're going? Or do you say, hey, here's my money for a train. I want to go back to 1987. They'd look at you like you're absolutely out of your mind. They'd be like, hey, you... Stay right here, okay? We got some guys in white jackets and a gurney that we want to just strap you to and get you out of here because you've absolutely lost your mind, all right? When you buy a ticket, you're going someplace. When people are looking to invest their time, their energy, their passion, their money, they want to invest in where you are going, which in turn means what? Where they are going. If somebody's doing business with you, where are they buying a ticket to?
Oh, my life's terrible. I mean,
what are you doing? Seriously? I mean, are you that person? I'm buying a ticket for that. I'm going to give you my money, and you're full of drama, posting it all over social media, how much your life is terrible, and nothing ever works for you, but yet you want me to come join your movement. Yeah, okay, sure. Right away. Stay there. I'll be right back. Or if you're somebody that's like, hey, listen, I'm excited, man. Let me just share the vision with you. Let me share where I'm going. Let me give you an idea where we're going. This is phenomenal. Shoot a quick 2-minute YouTube video. By the way, you people that do videos like me, don't make them more than just a couple minutes at first because that's all people got time for. Boom, boom. You know, make YouTube videos or other videos on your site. Give people a minute or two. Now, I've got a 17-minute video at everydaysaturday.com. Because it's kind of a mini documentary of getting people introduced to who I am and the message and all that stuff. That's if they want to watch it. A lot of the other YouTube videos I do are way under 10 minutes. And a lot of them now that I do are under 2 minutes because bite-sized chunks, right? Get the message across. If you're doing video tutorials, get it across in a couple of minutes. So people are more apt to hang in there if they can see that menu bar at the bottom only says 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes or so. They ain't hanging on if it says 8 minutes, okay? But give people an idea where you're going. Let them know. If you're buying a ticket on this train, this is where we are headed. As I'm talking to Brennan Mike, I'm saying, look, guys, don't discount. You're the part-time entrepreneur right now, and that's awesome because the information that you've learned by doing this part-time is amazing. Search engine optimization and how to put together your blog with landing pages and opt-ins and email marketing back to people. I get the world that we live in. I'll throw myself in this category as well. Sometimes you live in a silo. Maybe you're teaching some sort of athletic instruction. Maybe you're teaching some sort of sales or marketing course, whatever it is, law, housing, mortgages, something like that. Sometimes we live in such a silo that we don't ever step outside of there and look back and say, dang, I'm really in a very specialized field. There ain't a lot of people that know this information. I got to stop thinking that because of the people I hang out with, we all know this information, that everybody knows it. That's not true at all. Mike and Brent were saying that last night because I've fallen victim to that as well. Well, everybody knows about blogging and video marketing and no, that's not true. That's not true. You know, every 8 seconds, somebody's coming online for the very first time. And they're looking for people who are not threatening to them, you know? Like, imagine if you signed up for some sort of email marketing course and people are like, all right, you already know what an autoresponder is. You already know how to write copy and open rates and click-through rates and things like that and how to link it in it. No, I don't even know anything about that. That's like if you're selling mortgages. Well, you already know what an ARM is, 15-year, 10-year note, a 30-year adjustable, and 20% down, or you can go FHA for 5%. We all know what HELOCs are, home equity lines of credit, things like that. No. Look, you got to talk to your audience like they're a 5-year-old, and I don't mean that in any derogatory format. I mean that is actually a good thing. Assume going from the very starting block, okay? Talk to your audience. And look, if they want to skip ahead and they say, I already know this, I'm not going to watch this 2-minute video, but this person has 50 of them and I'll skip to the 10th one, then let them do that. But don't assume that just because you got going on this path just a couple of years ago or a couple months ago or a couple weeks ago that everybody else already knows and you're late to the party. You ain't late to the party, right? The party's always going on 24/7. You know, you ever go to New York? Manhattan. I go there a lot because my sister lives there. You get out, like, if you happen to be out on the streets at 3 a.m, it feels like noon in Cincinnati. I mean, New York is cracking 24/7. Now, the streets some days are busier than others, obviously, but boy, you're out there 3 a.m. on a Saturday. People are going bar hopping or just leaving a hotel and going to another one or whatever, man. Out walking their dog. It's the craziest form of energy you've ever seen in your life in New York City at 3 a.m. That's the way online marketing is as well. There's always a party going on someplace. Keep in mind, not everybody's on Eastern Standard Time. You know, where it is for me right now, it is 2 p.m. It's 4 a.m. in Australia. The next day, you know, I'm not going to send an email out until tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. because nobody's going to open it. Oh, really? Well, you know, it's the World Wide Web, right? So it's 8 a.m. for you, is 10 p.m. in Australia. So you're not getting a whole part of the world that's going to open that email, okay? Well, I'm going to send it out at 7 at night because everybody's home from work. Okay, well, it's 1 a.m. in London, so no one's going to open it there either. Just get going, all right? The party's always going. If people want to join your party, jump on your train, get involved with your movement, they're going to find you, no way around it, okay? But like we were finishing up last night before I had to literally run out of there and get my kids. Because we're having such a great discussion, man, about marketing, about business, about people and personal development and why people quit and why people stay in the game and why people are successful versus ones that aren't. Came down to attitude, like we talked about yesterday on the show. Great show yesterday. It wasn't the problem's not the problem. The problem is your attitude about the problem. That was yesterday's show. Loved it. But we talked about all that stuff. We wrapped it up. And I said, hey, Mike, do this. Brand yourself as Mike and Brent, the part-time entrepreneurs, all right? Get people out of the starting block. Your main goal right now is to help people get out of the starting block. That's it. Don't focus on the intermediate to the expert. Focus on the beginner. Help people because they have a servant's heart. That's the beauty of these two is they've got a great heart for helping other people. That's what people buy. Let me ask you a question. All things being equal, one person's a know-it-all and another person has a heart the size of Montana and is willing to drop anything and help you out. Who you want to do business with, knowing that they don't know, these people with a big heart don't know as much as the ones who don't. They just want it. The other ones, you're kind of a number to them. You know what I'm talking about? You know the answer to that question. You're going to the one with a big heart. You go to a car dealership. Remember I talked about the guy a few days ago, the guy that sneezed in his hand and then shook my hand? Yeah, that guy. But anyway, when I buy cars, for example, I've told you before on the show that I've been the very first car for someone who's ever sold. But they had a huge heart. I mean, they would have ran through a wall to help me answer any question, you know, as opposed to Mr. Know-It-All, been doing it 25 years. Like, yeah, okay, 2-door, 4-door, what's more important, payments or the price, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, dude, I don't need your business, you know. Get out of here. I don't want to do business. I want someone to actually feel like they're excited to come on this journey with me. You know, I know you sell 1,000 of these things every year, but this is my first one in a few years. I want it to feel special. Make people feel special. don't get too over anxiety. I just tried to put together over anxious. That's the word. What's better, over anxious or over anxietalist? Okay. Don't get over anxious about everything that you don't know, because everything you don't know doesn't matter. You'll know it at some point in time. You can certainly get the answer if you need it. Latch onto the stuff you do know, and you do know a lot. Take inventory of where you've been, what you've done, the people that you've learned from. Heck, if you've been listening to this show just this year alone, you've got over 200 podcasts that you can now get for knowledge and inspiration and say to people, hey, I know how to make every day Saturday. Let me show you how. Just stay one trick ahead of the dog. But you know what? Stay one trick ahead of yourself. Sometimes you got to trick yourself that you're even worthy to sell advice to people or products or services because you're so caught up in everything you don't know. It's insane. I'm having an amazing day, and I hope you are too, man. Being an entrepreneur, there ain't nothing like it, baby. There ain't nothing like it. Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday Show. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.